Welcome. To the Moral Compass Podcast. Blunt Rapture. On today's episode, I'm going to discuss CRISPR. What is CRISPR? Cas9 or CA9 gene editing technology is what it is. And I'll be discussing that today, along with a little fun clip from Howie Mandel, I guess you can say, or his show regarding Billy Corgan and Bill Burr. Bill Burr, the comedian, Billy Corgan, lead singer of Smashing Pumpkins. Both are just epic, top of the line in their field people. It's kind of a crazy story. Turns out they might be brothers. We don't know, but I'll get into that in a little bit. I'm humming. So what is CRISPR? CRISPR is... It is a... Here. I'll give you the definition right here. Got it in my notes. Okay, so CRISPR is groundbreaking. It's and it's been out for a while, probably 10 years or so. And it has basically made gene editing simpler, extremely precise, and just real accessible, real cheap. It's revolutionizing and has revolutionized medicine, agriculture, biological research, basically anything that involves genes and gene editing and life. CRISPR can basically change. So what is it? It is CRISPR-Cas9, or CA9, is a natural defense system found in bacteria, is what it is. And in nature, bacteria use it to fight off viruses by cutting their DNA. So that's what CRISPR is. It basically cuts DNA. And so scientists have repurposed this system to edit genes. So CRISPR is in bacteria and it cuts genes. And scientists use it like scissors to cut genes. Literally cut out the bad stuff. Kind of like Jurassic Park, you can say. If you've seen the movie, that's what it is. CRISPR is literal scissors, nature's scissors, you can say. And scientists have used it to edit genes in organisms, including people. And how it works is they guide the RNA. They design a small piece of RNA that matches a specific DNA sequence they want to edit. Then they use the CA9 enzyme. This acts like scissors. And guided by the RNA to the exact spot in the genome where it cuts the DNA. Then, once it is cut, scientists can add, remove, or change the genetic material. And the cell's natural repair process seals the changes. And that's it in a nutshell. That's what CRISPR is. It's a huge big deal. It's surprised it's not out there more, but I mean, it's out there. Most people have heard of it. And why? Why is it a big deal? Okay, so they used other gene editing methods before, scientists. But CRISPR makes it easier. It only needs a programmable RNA sequence and does not involve complex proteins. So they don't have to, you know, it reduces the amount of steps involved. It's very fast. Changes can be made in days and not in months. And it is very inexpensive. And so the simplicity of it has opened the door to all kinds of possibilities. Like treating genetic diseases like sickle cell anemia. Or creating hardier crops, you know, like in agriculture, making crops be able to resist, you know, bugs and diseases and whatnot. And it is the most well-known of, and here I'll read what I have here in this notes. It says, while CRISPR Cas9 is the most well-known, newer tools like prime editing and base editing are building on it, offering even more precision and specific genetic tweaks. But for now, CRISPR Cas9 remains the standout name in easy gene editing. So it opens the door to a lot of possibilities, is what CRISPR is. It, you know, they're working on essentially curing cancer with it, and anyone, it can, and you know, and it's not just like, you know, it can, anyone, any person on the planet can get this done. Now, how or where, or I do not know. I just, you know, have heard of it and it sounds amazing. Maybe a little scary, but it could be controversial, you know. But you know, you could probably figure out mortality and 'cause it's genes, you know, it's our genes, it's our DNA that is getting edited. So anything that's kind of mutated or bad can be taken out. And then if there's any new kind of resistance or new kind of way to make a person better can be put in. Like, let's say they figure out how to improve your eyesight so you can, I don't know, see infrared. Well, they can put it in there in your DNA and then you'll be able to see an infrared. You know, I'm not saying that that's true because it's not. I'm just using kind of like what it could be. But what I am saying is there are so many possibilities, and one big one is curing cancer. They're working on that with it, and that's you know, who knows, it could come out anytime. And very controversial about it, the cure for cancer, because will they, if they do find it or figure it out, will it come out, you know, with, because how much money is involved in the medical, of the, you know, the current use of pharmaceuticals to cure cancer. So, but I think with the current administration, think it's got a chance if it, you know, if they figure it out, and it's got a chance, because you know, right now Trump is no nonsense. You know, he's all in for people. At least the way he's acting, just seems like you know, he's doing the right thing or trying to do the right thing. And I know he's not liked by a lot of people, and he's kind of polarizing. Either people love him or hate him, it seems, or at least it used to be like that. But now it seems people are getting to understand what he's about and what he's trying to do and what he's trying to fix. And so I think CRISPR might have a chance, if they cure cancer. I mean, I know CRISPR has a chance with everything, because, you know, real inexpensive way to, you know, make your corn, let's say, or last, a corn crop, resist, a disease. So none of them die, from, you know, whatever, you know, diseases corn get. Anyway, I have a little clip prepared. It's from AH Biology on YouTube. And expanding the CRISPR toolkit is, the title of the video is CRISPR Explained How Gene Editing is Revolutionizing Science. But I took a clip of the video on expanding the CRISPR toolkit, about 2 minutes long or so. I'm going to play. So here we go.
Researchers are constantly pushing the boundaries of CRISPR technology, striving to unlock its full potential and broaden its applications. They are developing new tools and techniques to make gene editing more precise, efficient, and versatile. One area of active research is exploring new CAs proteins, the enzymes responsible for cutting DNA. These proteins are crucial for the CRISPR system's ability to target and modify specific genetic sequences. Cas12 enzymes show promise for multiplex editing, allowing simultaneous manipulation of multiple genes. This capability is particularly valuable for studying complex diseases and developing enhanced crops with multiple beneficial traits. In agriculture, Cas12 has been used to enhance disease resistance in soybeans, making them more resilient to pathogens and contributing to global food security. This advancement not only helps farmers, but also ensures a stable food supply for populations around the world. Cas13, on the other hand, targets RNA rather than DNA, making it a powerful tool for studying RNA viruses like influenza and HIV. This unique ability opens new avenues for antiviral research. Researchers have used Cas13 to target and degrade influenza virus RNA, paving the way for new antiviral drugs that could potentially save millions of lives. This innovative approach is a significant step forward in the fight against viral infections. Cas13 also shows potential in developing diagnostic tools for rapid and accurate detection of infectious diseases, which is crucial for timely medical intervention. These diagnostic tools could be deployed in remote areas, providing critical healthcare support where it is needed most. The discovery of new CAs proteins has expanded the CRISPR toolkit, providing scientists with a wider range of tools to tackle various genetic challenges. This ongoing exploration promises to enhance the precision, efficiency, and versatility of gene editing, opening up new possibilities for scientific and medical advancements. As researchers continue to innovate and discover, the future of CRISPR technology looks incredibly promising, with the potential to revolutionize many fields.
So there we go. So the Cas9 or Cas9 is just one, and Cas12, it sounds like, is multiple, and Cas13 is RNA based or something. You know, I don't know any of these, you know, what this is. I'm not a scientist. I'm just, you know, kind of summing it up from what I understand of it. And they've already, looks like, made soybeans hardier, stronger, and more resistant to pathogens, helping the global food supply. So it's an amazing technology, and I just want to, you know, put it out there, because you know, the more people talk about it, the, you know, more we learn about it, and you know how it goes. So okay so that's CRISPR, CRISPR is how it's spelled, or how they call it. And yeah, it's pretty cool. Looking forward to the future of it. All right, so on to Billy Corgan and Bill Burr. So Billy Corgan was on Joe Rogan. Well, he was on Howie Mandel recently, and there was a big beef with Bill Burr. And if you ever look at a comparison of Bill Burr and Billy Corgan, they look like they could be brothers. They look a lot alike. I mean, they have all these similar features, and, you know, from, and they're both bald, for one, so it kind of makes it easier to see the features that do line up with them. Their fathers, the father who, he's passed away now, who they, because they're supposed to be half brothers, and have the same father. And one thing is that the father was a musician. He passed away now, but he was a musician. And he played the guitar with Billy Corgan, who is an amazing guitar player. And when he was with Bill Burr raising him, or Bill Burr's father, apparently could not play the guitar, but played the piano and the saxophone. It's a wild story. It really is. And it, you know, I mean, if you look at them, it's like, yeah, there's no doubt. They are related. They are brothers somehow. I'm going to play this. I might stop it early. It's a pretty long clip. It's, you know, 5 or 6 minutes. So I'll probably just, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right, here we go. It's from Howie Mandel Does Stuff on YouTube, is where this happened. And Billy looks very distressed, and Bill Burr is very upset. Billy Corgan looks very distressed. And they're both named Bill, or Billy. It's another funny thing.
Oh, I mean, you told me Bill was...
All right, fuck it. No, I'll do it. Like... That's Did you ever think the fact that I never told that story that, you know, maybe you shouldn't? Did you ever, you know, me fucking like emails and crap that I got? Like, I sort of like went away from that.
So let me just fill you in. Know? Let me just
do,
fill in.
Do we talk on a regular basis?
We've never met.
So Billy Corgan was nice enough on my podcast to talk about the fact that he told a story that he had never told before, that his father, traveled?
My stepmother said to me, do you know who Bill Burr is? Bill Burr might be one of the children that your father sired in his days on being a traveling musician.
If you do the math.
He was a piece of shit.
With
you. And he had two kids this close together and he named them the same fucking name. Good he point. Thinks it's different because he's Billy and I'm Bill. Like that's how we told the difference.
Well, I was Bill when I was young, but you're right. I mean, with all respect,
I just thought.
All right.
I
whatever. You know, it's not that I don't like him. It reminds me of all of that shit. So, you know, it's
it,
like,
it just
I
seems more I, of the same from what I've been hearing.
All right, whatever. I mean, I like your music. I
appreciate that.
Okay, great.
Would you? Oh, you know what'd be cool if you let your brother play drums.
What? The fact that he said he can't sing, I think that sort of disproves that we're related.
Come on.
Because I'm not funny, right? You know what I mean? So it goes both ways.
Listen, you've done well for yourself. I'm happy for you. You know? But I just would prefer if you just kind of didn't go around. No, not telling these fucking stories. Like, why did you feel the need to do that?
Okay, can I give you the setup on all this? Because it's his fault.
You can do whatever you want because you kind of already did that.
Okay, I'm trying to respect.
Now you are.
Okay, no, wait. He told me you were cool
You're
with me.
You're a Cubs fan? That fucking tracks.
Theo Epstein.
Fucking Wrigleyville. Bunch of cunts. South Side's where it's at. What's up?
Do you want to tell the story?
Yes.
Okay. So... You know, he owns about 80 buildings in this area. I don't know if you know how rich he is. But anyway, so I was working in another building, his, and I came out the building, and the first thing he said to me was, here comes Bill Burr. And I said, do you know that story somehow? And he said, what story? So I told him privately that story. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, you got to say this on the air.
Yeah, but he always does that. Because that's the thing. He's bringing in here not because he's trying to heal the bullshit that we went through growing up. He's getting hit just for the fucking ratings. I mean, the guy literally accepted a fucking award in the middle of a podcast. I'm supposed to be promoting my special, and he's over here like...
You can do it. March 14th on Hulu.
Like, that's going to help now.
I still love you, though. Even though you did
but
this.
It's not about
okay,
me.
Okay, so now what was supposed to happen? Are we going to go play catch? We're both in our 50s.
Gonna go play catch.
My arm is still good. I got to go. I got to go.
Do you like wrestling?
Like what kind of wrestling? The real shit or like the WWE? Ooh. WWE, I love that.
Okay, I own the NWA, which is the oldest wrestling organization in the world.
All right, that's I respect that. Rap
group. He won't come to a show, but at least you would.
Would you go to one of his events?
To what? An NWA
event? Yes.
It's wrestling.
Oh, wrestling. He's busy.
He's busier than God, this guy. I can't even believe you got him in here. To set this up.
Do you want to?
I mean, you set us both up.
I know. Does YouTube give you fucking awards for
setups?
Healing fathers who secretly have two families?
This is some Dr. Phil shit you got going on here.
Yeah, thank you.
I think that you guys should take a moment.
I think we're on the same page thinking that you're kind of a dick right now.
I think you're a dick too.
What did you have to do with this?
Yeah, you didn't know he was going to do this, right? Mm-mm. Whatever. But I don't have any, like, you know, at some point we will hang out. I don't think on a podcast to try to fucking...
This is where it starts.
Oh,
Sonny, play
too,
something.
Huh?
No, it's just, I don't want to talk about it because he's a germaphobe. But I've gotten over being sick. Stop. This is just the remnants of a lifetime of screaming.
Yeah, that's what we have in common.
I thought this would go someplace. I thought this would go like...
I mean, if you'd see the barrage of texts I got this morning, you got to come in, Bill will love it, he's cool with it, and the whole thing.
All right, so then I'm not upset with you then, because I thought that this was like your idea.
No, he totally set me up.
Yeah, well, I'll stop it there. that's great. You know, I mean, Bill Burr's and... I mean, everything for that. I mean, it seems like it's so set up, and it's not. That is actually that was not a skit, you know, it was not a prank, nothing. That was actually what happened. And Billy Corgan was on Joe Rogan and discussed that as well. And, you know, and Joe offered to pay for a DNA test. Which, you know, so who knows, we'll see where that goes. It's just, it's kind of like a neat little, I don't know, factoid in today's current events, you could say, in pop culture. But I thought it was cool, I thought it was funny, made me smile, and we all need that now and then, you know, a good smile, you know, maybe... Who knows? Maybe they both got CRISPR editing to look like each other. No, just kidding. So there we go. So thank you for listening to the show. I appreciate it. And I'm going to keep on going. You know, I ain't stopping. And I'll try to include a little humor, you know, a little serious stuff sometimes, all kinds of different things. There's this one thing I wanted to mention real quick. Sorry. Billy Corgan, he was on Howard Stern he's on Howard Stern a lot of times, but the time I'm referring to was a very long time ago. It must have been, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, probably 2014 or before, somewhere around there. And Billy Corgan brought up this real interesting thing. And I've never really heard anything about it again. Which is, Billy Corgan said on Howard Stern that he saw an actual shapeshifter. He was talking to Howard Stern, and I can't remember, but they were talking about how Billy Corgan was like, he was somewhere, he was backstage or something, and all of a sudden he was talking to someone and they had transformed into someone or something else. It was, so he saw an actual, I don't know, a human being turn into another human being somehow. It's a weird story. I wish I had a clip lined up for you. Let me see if I can bring it up really quick. I'm going to type as I talk, just to see if there's a clip out there, regarding this. So let's see, here we go. I'm going to play this, first one that popped up and let's see.
What happened? Give me a for instance. I want to know.
I'm turning red. I'm so embarrassed.
No, don't be embarrassed. Come on, share. Why not? We have to discuss these things.
Let's just say I was with somebody once and I saw a transformation that I can't explain. Mm.
The person transformed into something other than human.
Yes, I saw it.
Were you on drugs?
I was not. I was totally sober.
Wow.
You were talking with, I'm asking you some questions. If you were talking to someone, yes, and you're having a conversation, yes, like we are now,
yeah,
this close, and the person suddenly, not in a hallucination, they said to you, look, something's going to happen here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to morph into something else. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this is ridiculous.
That's not how it happened.
Give me it, please. I want to see this.
Imagine you're doing something and suddenly you turn around and there's somebody else standing there.
A different human.
Sort of. It's hard to explain without going to detail. I'd rather not go into details.
Okay, but did you say to the person, what'd you just do here? That's
yes,
not you.
And they acknowledged it.
And what did they say they were? From another planet?
They wouldn't explain.
Why not?
Again, without telling the story, it's a really messed up story.
A famous person?
No.
Good.
Why is that famous?
By the way,
why is that good?
Why didn't you put them on wrestling?
Believe it or not, they're actually a voting member of the Rock and Roll Academy.
Is that true?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's Jan Wenner, isn't it?
But when you say they transformed into someone else or something,
I mean, Billy,
else,
I've had that happen.
I'm being vague on purpose.
I was with a woman once. She took her makeup off. I didn't know who the fuck she was. I'm telling you, she totally tricked me. You talk about something like that, that's a different story. Wow. I mean...
It's up there with one of the most intense things I've ever been through.
Wow. Being vague on purpose. So what does that even mean? And he's never explained it, as far as I know, what happened that day, what happened to him. He said it was intense, which means I'm guessing he was scared. I'm guessing this was something I don't know. I don't know how else to, I wouldn't even know where to, begin with, explaining this. So, we'll just leave it there. Crazy, crazy stories from around the world, and the world just keeps on getting crazier, doesn't it? Well, thanks again for listening. I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll finish that song. Moral Compass Podcast, and you can contact me, Absurd World Order on X, or absurdworldorder@gmail.com, and there's my dog barking. Alright, have a wonderful rest of your day. Mars, you go out at night, eating cars, you eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys and Subaru, and you don't stop, you keep on eating cars. Then, when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars where the people meet. Face help to face, somebody. Dance cheek to cheek, one to one, man to man, dance toe to toe, don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through. Give a hitchhiker a ride. Be the homeless person. Tour, through the soul, don't strain your brain. Pain to train, you'll be singing in the rain. Offer to walk your neighbor's dog. Contribute. This is the Moral Compass Podcast. Thank you.